Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Aditi Kinkala brought to you by Bet365. Hello, Aditi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Do I hear a cold there? Are you a little under the weather? Are you okay?
You know what? I think I'm just a little tired. Oh. But I should probably have done my voice exercises before we started talking. Huh?
Wait, you have voice exercises like what Ron Burgundy did in Anchorman, like Unique New York?
Did you know Jim Harbaugh sings Figaro every morning?
I believe it. I don't think that I can go quite that far. But, you know, there is a thing called a yawn sigh. You are supposed to think about edge and arc. You are supposed to indeed warm up your mouth before you speak. Your mouth, your jaw, your core, all of that.
Core, Malsy.
What have I been doing all these years? Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here pressing the on button and talking.
I'm 38 years old. My core has been inactive for
If somebody told you to activate your core, would you even know where the button is?
No, I don't.
You'd be like, this thing's
dead. I mean, you can suck in, right? Like, if you suck in, that's part of it. Can you even suck in?
A little bit. Not great, though.
Hurt his back, Aditi. He was going so well.
No, but
he was riding high this morning.
I got back on the
horse. Isn't that funny? You guys are on the radio. Like, people on radio are supposed to have exceptional voices. Your voice is your instrument. You've never thought about what you need to do with your voice?
I'll be honest, I'm one of those people, I think most people are like this, Aditi. When I hear myself talk versus what I think I sound like, two completely different things. And so it like bothers me when I hear myself talk because I say, I don't sound like that.
Yeah, but I think that part of that has to do with like the way the sound waves actually get to your ear. There's some science to that, and I don't know it exactly, so I shouldn't misspeak, but there is something there.
Well, I'm going to start warming up my voice before every show. Now, I'm going to do these exercises, and maybe my opinions will get better.
Aditi grew up in New Jersey. I can't picture Chris Mad Dog Russo treating his voice like an
instrument. Right now, we're going to talk about this.
Some people, though, get to so lean into their accent and where they are from.
Yeah.
And other people, you know, I think that if I did the full-on Jersey girl, I probably would have...
Mike Francesa, Aditi, doing vocal exercises, warming up. We got to go to...
Okay, we got to
go to Sheepshead Bay here. Aditi,
you have a very unique perspective here because so much time has been spent on the quarterbacks, Fields and Russell Wilson, and you were on the same sideline as both of them. So what is the dynamic with the two quarterbacks? Because we heard someone scream QB1 from the Steelers sideline when Fields came off the field scoring a touchdown Sunday against the Chargers. So what is that inner quarterback relationship like between those two during a game?
I mean, I can only tell you what I observed my week in Denver. Mm-hmm. And that is that Russell Wilson had a headset on and he basically spent the entire game along the sideline that hugs the field and was encouraging to teammates and sending in signals, as you said you saw. I didn't necessarily see that, but huddled on the bench with Justin Fields after every drive, growing over the tablet, talking about things that he saw or he did not see was Kyle Allen and his quarterback's coach and Mike Sullivan, who is another offensive assistant. I did not. Now, again, to be completely fair, I'm on the Steelers sideline about half the time. Maybe I was on the Steelers sideline a little bit more than half the time. But I did not see Russell Wilson spending an inordinate amount of time getting in Justin Fields' ear. And perhaps that's because he doesn't need it. Perhaps, you know, Justin has a good process down. I don't want to assign any intention or meaning or good or bad to any of that. That's just what we saw. I think, quite frankly, what's a little bit more interesting here, look, Justin Fields was completely honest and open with us, and we talked about this in the broadcast. He said that he does not want to give this position up.
Yeah,
and
that
his intention
after that game. You told us.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
that
he said it as cleanly as clearly and cleanly as he could have. And Mike Tomlin loved it. And Mike Tomlin said that that's who he has been from day zero. And he said his exact words to me were, he respects Russ, but he does not bow down to Russ. And so all of that is what you would expect. I think what we as a crew have been talking about this week that we're very interested in is that Arthur Smith has been so, so smart in not putting too much on this young offensive line. He is going out of his way to, in the first 10, 15 play calls, making sure that a young offensive line is being put in a position to succeed, can kind of get its legs under it, can feel some confidence and grow off of that. And what I mean by that is that, you know, like the first six plays are not seven-step drops. You know, like he's doing things that can get a young O-line going. So similarly, you look at what the Steelers have asked of Justin Fields, and it's not a ton. Each week it's a little bit more. But in the beginning, they were as clear as could be. Hey, we don't want you throwing in the middle of the field. We want to avoid Jesse Bates. We don't care about winning ugly. And this is a little sidebar here. This is one of the greatest assets of Mike Tomlin. He does not care about style points. He does not care if his offense puts up 300 yards or not. All he cares about is getting that W. And if that means winning by 30 or that means winning by one, I honestly think he's indifferent. So the Steelers played an ugly offensive game week one, but that was their plan. That's what they wanted to do. Then week two, Arthur Smith told us that's not necessarily the same plan. We do want to see a little bit more splash, but not a ton. Clearly, they are going slow with Justin Fields. And so then my question, and I ask it to both of you, and this is my question sort of for them, the same way that Arthur Smith is kind of letting the offensive line settle in, he's not putting too much on the offensive line, he wants these young guys to really gain some confidence and some rapport and some chemistry before he puts too much on them. The reins that are on Justin Fields right now, is this all part of the process? And will we see even more opening up and more chances and more throwing beyond the sticks this week? Or is part of this an estimation that, hey, this is the best way to win? That the way this team is constructed, what this defense can do, what this run game is, and what Justin Fields has struggled with in the past, this is our formula. And I don't know. I don't know. Are we going to see? I mean, you tell me. And do you even care? If you're a Steelers fan, at the end of the day,
well,
do you really
care
about
he looks.
Style points, or do you just care about that 3-0?
I do care about how the quarterback looks, because it's all part of a mixture of, like, do I think this guy is showing enough that I want my team to sign him to a $50 million a year contract in the offseason?
Okay, but that, we're week four into the season. That's
well, that,
still
so
a little
gets
bit
to my question.
Sure.
So that actually gets to my real question that I had for you, Didi. I'm glad you said we're only into week four. I've been reading as much as I can, you know, find on Fields, like opinions on him at the national level. And there is, I would say, cautious optimism that he's starting to take positive steps. I think you're just, you know, it's objective evidence that you're seeing on the field. How long do you think it takes people who've maybe watched this guy from afar, whatever it might be, for 3 years struggling in Chicago? How long does a guy have to perform at a pretty high level for people to believe he's put the past behind him and like the player is a new player at his position?
Well, and that goes to what I was saying about, you know, is this just what the Steelers want to do with him? At some point, no matter how great your defense is, no matter how great your run game is, at some point in the season, your quarterback's going to need to win a game for you.
Yeah, he did do that on Sunday, to his credit. I know you were watching Andy Dalton turn back the clock, but he did throw it 32 times, and they used the middle of the field against the Chargers. So that was very encouraging.
Yeah. So again, that speaks to the first part, that are we going to see more and more and more of this? And Chicago is not set up for Justin to succeed. And it was not necessarily, look, there's a reason that the Chicago Bears isn't, I hate to saddle, you know, every new group is not necessarily saddled by the past, but look, the Bears haven't had a franchise quarterback in how long? In 70 years, something absurd like that,
Sid
50
Luckman.
Years, whatever. So, it's really, I would take what anybody says nationally, you know, an opinion, you know what the cliche is about opinions, with a little bit of a grain of salt, because every organization, every franchise, every coaching staff has a different method to it. And every player is a different puzzle piece, is a different fit in a different place. And so I think, and I said this to you guys 2 weeks ago, I find it so, so encouraging that as insanely competitive as Justin Fields is, as hard as he works, and how unabashedly unequivocal he is about the fact that he wants this job and he doesn't want to let it go, he is still not getting greedy. He is still not doing more than what his coaches are asking him to do, even though what his coaches are asking him to do doesn't necessarily make believers of people like Chris Mueller.
There you have it.
You know,
Aditi Kinkabwala. Okay. We will talk next week, and maybe I'll see you in Indianapolis on Sunday.
Oh, you're coming?
Yes, but I'm not staying at the Conrad Hotel or anything.
How did you know that? How do you know where CBS stays?
Well, you know, I have my sources.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we can meet up.
See you
in person. Bye, guys.
Bye now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.